Welcome to the Jonathan and Amanda Show. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello, my name is Jonathan.
My name is Amanda. I am 18. How old are you?
You gotta keep going, babe. Come on, man. There's a little script right there.
Today is May 6, 2018, and I'm speaking with Jonathan, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this in Los Angeles, California.
Awesome. So I'm 19, and same place. I'm speaking with my wonderful, illustrious queen, Amanda. And today is May 6th, which she has already mentioned. And we're going to be telling you about the beginning of our relationship. Mm-hmm.
So, how we met. A mutual friend, who we're not going to name, brought Jonathan over to my friend's dorm because I live at college. I live at college, yes.
Sick.
And so she brought him over to our friend's dorm, and I immediately saw. I was like, oh, a black king. Okay, let me see what's going on. Okay. So we were talking, and then we exchanged Snapchats, and we were talking. We found out we're basically exactly the same person, and we decided to go on a date.
Yes. And so with that being said, I connected with her immediately, and it was jokes, smiles, and lots of tears. Not from sadness or nothing like that. Just, you know, we cry from laughing because we just be laughing out here in these parts, you know what I'm saying? So our first date, definitely one to remember. So I wanted to pick her up, but, you know, I mean, some things didn't work out, and we met each other there. And First of all, I was trying to go with just me and Amanda. And I guess my best friend and her boyfriend had other plans. They kept bothering me that day, and they were just like, oh, man, you know, where are you guys going tonight? And I was like, first of all, we're going to do some childish stuff. We're going to go to roller skating, and I'm going to go talk to this girl because, you know, I'm very interested. And they're like, okay, we're going to tag along. And I told Amanda, and she's like, what are they going to do, spy on us? No. So,
because that's what I would do.
Yeah, like, obviously, if like, your friend is coming, one of your best friends is coming to the same date, your first date, that's pretty sketchy, right? Mm. And so I was already like, dang, she's probably not going to go another date with me after this. Like, there's no way. I'm literally bringing a whole friend, like, and she's by herself. And so, you know, I get in the car, and I'm walking over there, or I'm driving, and my friend texts me, can you pick us up? So, you know, I'm like, you know, whatever, I'll pick her up. She's already coming, whatever. So I get her and her boyfriend, and we arrive to this this rolling rink. And
he told me he was late, by the way.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, there's a lot of traffic. Little did she know, I had to stop by Ralph's and pick up some flowers or whatever, you know.
I was shook. I was like, he brought me flowers. Maybe he's not an idiot. Okay, let me see.
But I still brought my friends, though. So flowers and a friend. Like, there's two things in this equation. And so I get in there, and I'm looking for her, and I'm texting her, and she's over there fiddling with the locker.
Oh, my God, that locker. That was so stupid.
Why don't you go ahead and enlighten the crowd about what's going on with this locker.
Okay, the locker was so stupid. It was like, okay, so you had to insert 4 quarters, and then you could open the lock. And then take your key, but you could only open and close it once, and then you had to keep the key with you, right?
Long story short, we spent about $8 and no lock. Okay. We had maybe one locker after that, so, you know, whatever. And so
anyway.
I approached Amanda, and she didn't see me at first, and I kind of played peekaboo with the locker, and I'm like, what's up, you know? And then I give her the flowers, and she's still so focused on this dang lock. I'm just like, come on, dude. Give me the time of day. Like, I just... I want to spend some time with you.
I was so nervous. The locker was the only thing that calmed me down, so I was focusing on that.
And so the date went phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We danced and skated and tripped over children the night
away. God. Oh, don't remind me. Oh, my God. I'm still so bad.
Children, according to Amanda, are considered speed bumps.
Oh, no. He's the one who said they were speed bumps, okay? Okay, but so here's what happened. So we were skating, and we were going fast. We didn't know what we were doing. So we were going fast, and then in front of me, there are three children. One's like 8, and the other two are like 4. And so one of the 4-year-olds fall, and the 8-year-old stops, and she's trying to pick him up. And so I go around him, and everything's fine. But then the other child falls in front of them, and I can't get around him because, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to hurt him more than, you know, necessary.
But you did, and you decided to take a tumble.
I tripped over him.
You decided to take a tumble.
And he was on the floor. I was like, I really just killed a whole child on this day. He's never going to want to go out on another day. Like, oh, my God, I killed a child. I killed a child. And he's so calm. He goes up to the kid. He's like, hey, are you okay? He's like, yeah. And he gives him a high five, and they're just cool. I'm sitting there about to cry.
Okay, so the kid gets up, and I can look and tell there's a knot on his head. And I'm just hyping him up because I don't want him to notice that he's hurt. Because if you don't let the kids know that they're hurt, they're not hurt. It's all in their head. So I'm like, good job, dude. Get up. Come on, let's go out there. And so we go and conquer the world together. AKA go around the rink a couple more times.
Anyway.
And so, yes, the date was amazing. Mm-hmm. The woman that I was with is even more amazing. And she completely blew me away. We connected. And sadly, the night came to an end. And, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention my friends. They weren't even really around the whole time. They were too salty to even go and skate with each other. Like, my friend, who's my female best friend, she was sitting there just salty at her boyfriend, and they just were looking at each other the whole time. I'm just like, you know what, Amanda, let's skedaddle, dog. Like, let's go have some fun. And so we did, and it was amazing. Huh? And so the end
of
the night.
Walked me back to my car.
Walked her back to her rental car.
Because I was broke. I didn't have my own car.
But at least you had enough to pay for your own rental car.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting there, and we're talking, and she's leaning on against the car, and I'm very heavy on chivalry and respect for women, so I was not about to kiss her. That's not what we're about to do without permission. Mm-hmm. So I asked her. So, you know, we're just talking, having a regular conversation, reflecting on the date and how amazing it was and how connected we feel, and I'm just like, do I have permission to kiss you? I was fully expecting to know because it was our first date. First date, bro.
I wasn't even planning on kissing you, but then we had an amazing day. And I was like, ah, kiss
me. All right. I mean, I guess we can make it do what it do or whatever. So I leaned in for the kiss, and wow. Completely blew me away. Mm-hmm. Absolutely magical. It was like, it was like a connection was made. Mm-hmm. Something that I've been missing my whole life. I don't even want to get into it because I'm a real man, but, you know, a real man can cry too, so we're going to keep it pushing. And basically the rest is a little bit of a history.
Yeah. And so I'll continue. So we were talking for a while. We were talking on Snapchat, over the phone.
This is where it
everything.
Gets good, guys.
Oh, yes. Ooh, Lord. So we're talking. So the date, we planned the date. So right the day I go back home for spring break. So for about 9 days, I'm an hour and a half away from him. So we're talking on the phone. And on Monday, he's like, hey, you know, I work, I got school, but I'm going to come see you Wednesday or Friday. And I was like, no, I have not told my parents about you yet because he's the first.
And how are your parents?
Guy I brought home. What do you mean?
How are your parents? How do they treat potential mates for you?
I've never had one before.
Okay.
So
and
that's what really scared me.
How would you classify your dad?
Gulp. My dad is very eccentric and protective.
What's his history? His background?
He is a veteran of the United States. He worked as a peace officer for many, many years. He is currently starting a business right now. Mm. And so, yeah, so he's always been very protective. Right. So when I told him I was bringing a boy over, he was like, hell no. And I was like, I was shook. I was like, oh, here we go. He's like, no, I don't want that boy in my house. I don't want you. La, la, la. And he's like, this boy, no matter what you think about him, he is a predator.
I'm the furthest thing from a predator.
just so you know. And so I was sitting there, and I was letting him say whatever he wanted. And my mom, bless her soul, she takes him, and she calms him down, and they pray. And he comes back. He's not calm, but he's trying to act calm. And he's like, I want to meet this boy, blah, 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 blah. So I get the okay. You made me skip over a really important part. Anyway, back to the phone call.
You do.
So we're talking on the phone. And on Monday, he's like, I'm going to come see you Wednesday or Friday. And I'm like, no, I haven't told my parents about you. And I'm not going to make you come an hour and a half out of your way just to come and be interrogated by my father. And he's like, I said, I'm going to come see you Wednesday or Friday. And I was like,
facts.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. He seems like he knows what he's doing. Okay. So I allow him to drive an hour and a half out of his way. He gets lost 50 times, had to make several U-turns and
keep in mind, we are in the age of technology. I have Google Maps by my side, but I still figure out a way to get lost. And I am, okay, let's be clear on one thing. I am very good with navigation. And when it comes down to it, sure. I can drive and multitask and focus on the task at hand, mm-hmm. whatever task that may be.
Sure.
But being that my nerves were up in my throat and all connected at one spot of my throat, we just couldn't make it do what it do. So I failed. And keep in mind, her father is a man of timeliness.
Oh, yes. Because
he is a man of the military. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it takes me an hour and 44 minutes or so to get to her house, and it was a struggle trying to text her because her phone was not even working.
Yes.
And we're out here in the boonies. No, you see a couple of tumbleweeds, and you're like, that's exciting. That's exciting.
But it's true.
No, because, it's around the city of, like, Bombdale or so, you know, and I'm from, well, not from, but I lived in Apple Valley, so I'm used to the desert, and it was not a very pleasant sight driving back there. Because, you know, I'm driving from, you know, the Inland Empire and going to this place, and I'm like, yo, there's a tumbleweed. Booyah. And, you know, I'm just trying everything to get my mind off of seeing this man because I know he's going to be intimidating. Yes, but I have full confidence that I'm going to conquer the situation. And so, luckily, when I'm driving up there, you know, I'm trying to text her in any way that I can, and she's able to get her little sister to finally give up her stingy phone.
Her stingy soul. Yeah, I sign into my Snapchat, and I'm texting him. I'm stressing so hard. I'm like,
where you at?
Yes,
I Who was. You with? What you driving? Know what car I drive.
Anyway. So, he finally gets here, and so my father comes out, and first of all, he has him wait out in the car, out in his car, because he's like, you know, I'm not back yet.
They're at AT&T trying to fix her phone.
Yes. They're like, my parents are like, I don't want him in the house without us there. And I'm like, okay.
And I respect that, you know, I'll wait in the car. But I'm in a car with no AC, no water. No,
Let me tell you how trifling this man is. He's texting me over Snapchat, and he's like, my nose is melting off. And he's like, I think my car just melted into the ground. And then after 20 minutes of them not getting there, he's like, do you even have parents?
I doubted. I highly doubted that she even had parents. I thought this was a whole setup. I thought a camera crew was going to roll out and say, hey, you've been punked. And then I was going to be the next star because I'm sitting there looking all sweaty and moist in my car.
Moist!
Her and her sister are playing peekaboo with me from the house because she didn't want to walk out because if her parents pulled up and see her trying to come and talk to me, that's a straight dome to the face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this man will get his pistol and straight put me to sleep.
Yeah. So I was not going out there to talk to him. But my sister's staring at him. She's calling him this fool. And I'm like, don't talk about my mans like that. Don't call him that fool. His name is Jonathan. And she's like, that fool. I'm like, I'm going to beat you later. Anyway, so here's the really good part. So my father comes
45 minutes later.
And so he pulls into the driveway. I tell him what kind of car they have, and he's like, oh, okay, here we go.
And I see them pulling up, finally, and I'm trying to make eye contact with the man, but his eyes are averting, and he is not looking at me. And then I see that your mom is also in the passenger seat. I try and make eye contact with her. I think I catch her eye, but she doesn't care. So they back up into the garage.
Oh, yeah, she was staring at you. She was like, let me see everything. She was like, most important thing. Is he taller than you? I was like, okay, okay.
And Amanda, yes, Amanda is around 5'9", 5'8"?
No, I'm 5'7".
5'7"?
And Jonathan is 6'2".
Right.
So she's very happy. She always thought I was going to end up with a man shorter than me, and she really didn't want that. And I was like, okay, well, it what really matters is, like, what kind of man he is. She was like,
where's my heart?
Yes. But she was like, okay, but tall men have good hearts, too. I'm like, okay. Anyway. All
right, Mom, you got a point. Anyways, so they back up into the garage, and I'm getting out of my car, sprucing up myself, you know, trying to wipe off the sweat off my forebrow. Or forehead.
Eyebrow. You said forebrow.
I was thinking of eyebrow and forehead, and I merged the two. So there we
anyway.
Go. Anyways, my forebrow was sweaty. And so I get out the car, and I'm starting to walk towards this garage. And her dad looks my direction, probably past my face, and closes the garage in my face.
Yes, he did.
And so I was like, all right, I'm going to die today.
So he goes to the
front
door.
So I sent my text out to my mom. I'm like, so if I don't... No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Anyways.
Anyway, so I open the front door, and I'm like, come inside. He's here.
And let me tell you, she was looking like a whole trophy. Amanda.
Okay.
You are beautiful. And I was like, dang, I just want to... at least give you a little cheek kiss.
And I'm like, nope.
If I did that, my lips would probably disintegrate in that house. Cause
like, I had my hair freshly braided, too. Mm. Like, I was ready.
You were looking
and then,
right.
Yep. And I had a little bit of makeup on, and I was looking right. Anyway, so.
Her dad.
So, yes. So, father. My father comes in, and I'm like, okay, can he come in now? And my dad, he just looks at me. He's like, well, I'm here now, aren't I? And I'm like, okay, you want to act like this today? Okay, okay. No,
cool.
Okay. I knew you're going through a lot.
So I
step
my
too.
First little piggy in the door, and then the rest follow. And I'm just sitting there on the tile of.
Mind you, he has flowers in his hand. And I'm like, oh, are they for me? He's like, no. What are you talking about? I'm like,
nah.
Excuse me. I would like to
I
more
gave you
flowers.
Flowers last time.
That's literally what he said. I was like, excuse you. But yeah, so my mom comes in the door after my dad, and I could see her face. She's trying so hard not to laugh. But she comes up, and Jonathan is like, hello, Mrs. My last name. And he's like, how are you doing? She's like, hello, I'm good. How are you? He's like, I'm kind of sweaty, but I'm good. I'm excited to meet you and talk to you, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, he gives her the flowers, and she's like, oh, thank you. And she's impressed, but she's trying not to show it. So
your mom is very sweet, though. Yeah. She was sweet, even though she was giving me the fake silent treatment, you know, quote, yeah. Unquote.
So she goes in. To my parents, she goes into their room to laugh at my father, and my dad comes out.
And this man is wearing a black shirt, just tall and tall. Looking scary, and just
yeah.
He had that look in his face like,
ugh.
You don't even deserve my hand. You don't even deserve to talk to me, son.
So he's
and
like,
so
hello,
I had to,
sir.
And I introduced myself for the second time, because the first time he's like, well, I'm here, aren't I? And then I say, hi, sir, you know, nice to meet you, but he just ignores me. And so the second time he comes out, I'm like, finally. So I hold my hand out. He's walking down the stairs.
Oh, my God. You're so dramatic.
And I'm holding my hand out. And, you know, I just feel a bead of sweat just come through. And I'm just like, my name is Jonathan. It's an honor to meet you. You have a very beautiful home. And he's like, this is all I got for you, brother. And with my hand that's held open, he slaps it. And I look at the contents of what is in my hand. And I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I look at his hand. I don't see what it is at first. So I go over. I'm like, what is that? And I look, and I see it in his hand, and I'm like, oh, my God. And my father just turns around with a little smirk on his face, and he goes back in his room. He gave him a bullet.
Yes.
An actual metal bullet that you put in a gun.
My favorite possession. I still hold this bullet to this day. Anyway, yes. So he gives me the bullet. I'm shocked. I am hurt. And I look at him, and I try and get his eye contact, and I pull something out from the back of my pocket, which was a $25 gift card to Out
Bass Pro Shop.
There you go. And I'm like, basically, I got a rebuttal for you. And I literally say, I have a rebuttal for you.
Yes. And I try and hand him this card. And I was like, oh, my God. Because I didn't know about any of this. I was like, oh, my God, what are you going to do? And my dad just turns his back and walks into his room. I'm like, Dad. And he turns on the shower. I'm like, are you taking a shower right now? My boyfriend is here to meet you, and you turn on the shower.
Can you at least give me some water so I can take a shower? Because I'm sweating. I'm sweating over here. Like, it's a whole, like, ordeal right now.
Give you one drop, be like, take a shower with that. So.
Yep.
So, finally, my mom comes out, and he has a conversation with her. They're talking. He's telling her a little bit about himself. I can see how nervous he is because he won't shut up.
Yes.
Every question, like, if she asked him a yes or no question, he'd give her a whole soliloquy.
There you go.
And I'm like, okay.
That's how it's done.
And
real man.
So later, she even tells me, she was like, I know he was nervous. He was talking so much. He wouldn't shut up. I'm like, yeah, he's nervous.
I pretty much told her my whole life story, so let's be honest here. And so as the conversation continues with me and Amanda's wonderful mother, she's asking me question after question after question after question, and I just got answers after answers with a little more answers within the answers.
He doesn't flinch in any of them. I'm so proud.
And I might have been sitting in that chair sweating a little bit, you know, with a clench in my butt and just answering these questions, honest to God. And so she's like, so are you a criminal? And I'm like, I look at her and I'm like, do I look like that's what I said in my head. I was like, do I look like a criminal?
I know. I was like, I would have beat you. That's what you said. Just walked over there, slapped you, and gone.
And then so I was like, no. Matter of fact, if you want to do some research on me, and I pull out from the back of my pocket my
social security card.
My whole social security card, and I slided her way, and the look on her face
okay.
was priceless.
So she pulls up the card, she looks at it. And she looks at me, and she's like, what have you been telling him? I'm like, I did not tell him to do this. I did not know he was going to do this,
that was probably
this,
the first
you.
Time Amanda talked since we were at the door, because she was sitting on the couch just smiling. You can just hear her smiling out of the corner of your eye. I don't even know how you hear someone smile, but I did. And I'm just sitting there like, are you going to help me here?
I was like, no.
Nah.
This is all you.
You got this, boo.
I was like, you drove an hour and a half out your way. You deal with it.
And so, very shortly after that, the mom kind of lightens up the mood a little bit. And she's like, okay, I might have to like this dude a little bit.
She doesn't say that.
She doesn't, but I can see that in her eyes and her face. And so she hands it back to me and she's like, all right. And then about to ask the next question. And he walks back out the door. And so the whole room goes silent, and Amanda's little 13-year-old sister is over there teasing me like, ah, this fool, you know, just sitting there looking at me. And I'm just like, go away. Like, what are you doing? And then the father.
I'm like, oh, my God, my sister. I told her before he got there. I was like, today is not the day to instigate. Do not instigate. I tried to put the fear of God in her, but apparently she doesn't know God. So she didn't care. She kept instigating. I'm like, stop.
And she was like an annoying gnat, bro. I was like, go away.
Hey, be nice.
But she's adorable, but she was just annoying that day. So her dad walks back out, and I'm just like, all right, so the only thing I need to do is just introduce myself again. So I do. And I'm like, good morning, sir. You know, it's an honor being in your house. You know, I say the same thing. I don't even know what was coming out of my mouth. Just blabber. And then he doesn't even look my way. He's just like shaking his head. You can hear him shaking his head. He's just like. And then I look at his hand, and he's clenching his fist. And then so I slowly get up from the table, and I'm like, you know what? It's time for me to remove myself. And in the same instant, her mom looks at me, and she's like, I think it's time for you guys to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And so
But he has to walk past my father to get his keys and get out the door.
So I walk past the Black Death.
That's racist.
It's okay, because I'm black myself, so that's fine.
I'm black, too. My family is black, yes. We're all black.
So I walk past him, and I didn't really mean it in that sense. I meant Black Death is scary, but, you know, go ahead and have your own reaction to that. And so I walk past this man, and I'm fearing for my life. You know, I have the fear of God just in my steps. And his clenched fist, my dripping forehead, forebrow, and I'm walking past him, and it was silence, just no breathing. And
like,
so I get past
Lord.
Him, and I all in like maybe three steps, I'm down the stairs, out the door. And I didn't even look back. And then Amanda comes out 5 minutes later through the garage, and she's like,
we have to take separate cars.
Because we went on a date.
Yeah, we were going on a date after.
And so we took separate cars. And
he took me to Olive Garden. And it was really nice. He paid for everything. And so it was funny because I know everybody loves Olive Garden's breadsticks. Everybody
and if you don't, you're not human, so go home.
Yes. So I took all of the breadsticks, and I gave him one. And he was like, when he finishes, he was like, hey, can I have some more? Because I had like five. He was like, and I was like, no. And he was like, what you mean no? I'm like, no. These are mine. Like,
back off.
Yeah. Like, ain't no man on this earth, except maybe Jesus, is going to keep me from my breadsticks. Okay? Certainly not you. So let's move on. So, yeah, he got one breadstick. I got like five, and then I took more home. That's so, right. Anyway, so that was how he met my father. Mm-hmm. My parents, really, but, you know, my father was
the highlight of the story.
Yeah.
And by my highlight, mother, I mean was dark a light. Joy.
I will always be indebted to my mother for being an angel throughout the whole thing. So, yeah. So,
why don't you tell him about the flowers and how your dad felt about them?
Oh. So he told me, because he brought my mother flowers. I don't know the first thing about flowers. I don't know what kind of flowers they are. But I know that they are not my mother's favorite. I know her favorite, which are Gerber daisies. But it was a nice gesture. I didn't think he was going to bring flowers. So later, she tells me, like, after we get home and after Jonathan goes home, she's like, your father was talking about Jonathan. And he was like, how disrespectful. You don't bring flowers to another man's wife. How dare he?
I'm like, dude, it's a nice gesture. I'm just trying to be in with the moms.
Yeah.
Because if you're in with the mother, then you're in with the family.
Yep.
But I mean, yeah.
Anyway, so he's, so, what was I saying?
You were talking about the flowers, baby.
Yes. What part, though? Oh, yeah.
How dare he?
Yeah, how dare he disrespect? Just, I don't know. Mind you, he doesn't say who he's disrespecting. He's just like, how disrespectful. He brings flowers to another man's wife. And he says, I forgot exactly what it was, but he was like, they're not even your favorite. He brings you your favorite flowers. And she's like, babe, they're not my favorite. And he's like,
how even more disrespectful.
He can't even bring you your favorite flowers. And I'm just like,
I'm like, dog, you expect me to do some background research? Like,
and then you're going to be like, he's creepy doing back. He's just like, he can't win. So I give up. I don't even care. Like, that's fine. He just can't win.
That's fine.
So, yeah. So he.
And so I expected her dad to fully hate me for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And for the rest of this relationship, which will be forever.
Yes. So then he takes me on a couple more dates. I take him on a couple more dates. By the way, this is me taking him out today. Today, we are at the Annenberg, I hope I pronounced that right, space for photography because we both love photography.
In Los Angeles, California. And yes, this was completely a surprise, a wonderful mm-hmm. surprise at that, because she decided to keep everything under wraps. I didn't even know we were going to IHOP today.
Oh, my God.
IHOP changed your life, didn't it? It did something to you.
It gave me so much gas. I was
not just gas.
don't talk about my bodily functions to the public. But yeah, IHOP messed up my stomach. So yeah, let's just say that and keep it moving. So
after these more dates, right? You know, uh-huh. we're just living it up mm-hmm. in these young days of our relationship.
Yes.
And her father decides to give her a call, right?
Yes. This is a couple weeks after. And he tells me, he's like, oh, well, you know, I want to apologize for my behavior, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm shook. I'm like, huh? And so he's like, I want to apologize for my behavior. I talked to my friends and all my pastors, and they all said it wasn't about me, and it was, and you know, it's important. What's important is that she brought him so that he could establish blah 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 blah, show respect, blah blah blah. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I realized I was wrong, and I realized, Jonathan. Oh, he doesn't say Jonathan because apparently he doesn't know his. He doesn't care about his name. He's like, that boy is. Long pause. Better than most. And I'm like lit, but on the outside I'm like, okay. So thank you. So I immediately call him. I'm like, my father approves. He's like, hold on, let me sit all the way up.
Cause I was asleep.
Let me sit all the way up. Pay close attention to every word that comes out your mouth. Please repeat that. I'm like, my father approves of you. He will never say it, but he believes you are better than most.
And I'm like, I'm geeking, bro. I'm like, oh my God, the Lord.
They're gonna bust their headphones, the poor listeners.
So the heavens open up and I see hope. And I'm like, there is a God. I already knew there was a God, but there is a God for this relationship. Like, we are important. This is a good time. And she repeats it to me, and I'm just like shocked because after giving me the bullet, which I still have.
After the bullet.
Like, I didn't expect, especially this early in the relationship, like, we're not even close to marriage yet, you feel me? So, like.
We're like a month and a half in?
Two.
No, it's like a month and a half.
Okay.
We're going to debate about this later. Yeah. Thank you for making us do this. It's a month and a half.
You know what? I think it's a month and 3 weeks.
Anyway. Knucklehead. So.
You're a headbutt. You butthead.
Okay, Castiel. He hasn't seen Supernatural, so he doesn't understand that reference.
I tell him
to watch all these shows, and he watches the first episode, and he falls asleep, and it's so disrespectful.
That's my job.
It's so disrespectful.
I will watch them with you.
Anyway. So, yes. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
Enlighten the world about? Well, that you will definitely be hearing more from us. Probably not through this medium or channel. Yes. If you're more interested in hearing about us, just be on the lookout for Jonathan and Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say our last name, but you will recognize the voices if this is to go anywhere in the world.
Yes.
If you're going to be a part of any gallery, anybody's going to look at this, maybe even animate it. Yep. I will be very honored, and that'll be cool because we are going to be a fantastic, magnificent couple together in success in this life.
Yes.
And
people, every time I'm with him, I think of, you know, that cliche in like every movie or book or whatever, when a couple gets together and everybody walks by like, oh, young love, blah, blah, blah. So I make sure to savor every minute of young love.
Second.
Huh?
Every second I savor.
Yes.
What did you just see?
Okay.
Was that Casper the Friendly Ghost?
No. Okay, so we're in like a little booth, and some little girl just came up to the window, and she was staring. And it was like, she wasn't blinking. She was just staring. I was like, oh my God.
Do you have eyelids? No, this isn't even a booth. This is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like a little trailer.
It's cute. You guys should come. It's really cute.
Yeah, the Annenberg Space for Photography in Los Angeles, California, downtown.
It's free.
It is free.
And I recommend, what was her name, Jasmine?
Jasmine?
It was spelled Jasmine, but I feel like it's Jasmine.
It's Jasmine.
Anyway, she was really nice. She was really helpful.
And she put us on this thing, man. And I'm very happy about it.
She should be.
We got to tell you guys about our life.
Mm-hmm. She's really good. You guys should give her whatever she wants. Anyway, so.
Give her a raise, bro.
Yeah, raise, promotion, something. She's the best.
Very cool.
So. Is that our
That is
story?
The beginning of our relationship.
Yes.
And we are not putting a period.
No.
We're not even putting a comma.
This is a semicolon.
This is a semicolon because we are starting the next sentence that could be conjunctioned. And
nerd.
I'm a nerd. I go to college. I'm a college student. So is she. So let's let's be happy and love.
Yes. Learn.
Live, love, learn, laugh. What is that thing? I don't know.
Live, laugh. I don't know.
Live.
I don't know. Else.
Give me a kiss.
No.
Please?
No. You're too far away. I guess.
All right. That works. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you for listening to our very long story.
Elaborate, long, probably not even that good of a story.
It is an amazing story.
Okay. It's an amazing story for us. And I hope it blesses others just as it has us.
Mm-hmm. I hope it gives you guys hope.
That you can overcome anything that you put your mind to.
Your voice cracked. Anyway, yes, that there is someone out there for you that, and or...
That, is, that may or may not... Actually, I believe that there's someone out there for everyone that's specially designed. Yeah. You just have to have the right timing and find that person. Luckily, I found mine early in life, so thank God. And I pray that you guys will have an amazing life. And like I said before, you might come across a couple like this.
This is a really good question.
Oh, she found a question. Let's hear it.
Yes. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you like them to know?
Ooh, that's deep.
Let me think. Okay, so.
For my great-great-grandchildren?
Mm-hmm.
I would say don't be like the crowd.
Yeah.
Because I've never been a part of the crowd. I mean, I've hyped up the crowd. That's a different story, you know. Hype man, that's my job. But I say be different, be a leader, and be vigilant in everything that you believe in. And make sure that you don't stray from your ground, because your ground is all that you have. Mm-hmm. And that's what people will judge you on at the end of your life, the way you lived your life, not who you what you look like or who you were, you know what I mean? So
they can try to break it, but just make sure you have a good foundation.
Have a good foundation. And if that foundation for you, children, is God, let it be. And if it is anything else, I still support and love you. And to my children, what's happening? Come talk to your dad and your mom, because we're cool as hell.
Oh, if it's in the year 3000, do we live underwater yet? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.